You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Why am I talking like an old 30s carnival barker?
It's days of yore.
Welcome to the Civic Media here with Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the network of radio stations and places around the world. No, you're listening to...
See?
I'm going to make you a star, kid. Just sign the contract right there. Don't read it. Just sign it. I'm going to make you a star. Yeah, you're listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on Civic Media Network. And I am Greg Bach, coming to you all the way from Radio Park in Racine and then up the coast in northeastern Wisconsin, Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. Mr. Pete Schwabe, and then all the way over in Madison, completing the Yonder Hay Triangle, is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos at Civic Media HQ. We are here for you, with you, always, in hour number two of the program. Still got lots of great stuff ahead. In a little bit, we'll be talking to Tom and Christy Flickmanis. They are, they are travel bloggers and authors of Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. That's going to be a very, very fun conversation. And then we wrap everything up with the Nightcap, where we hear from you, your text messages, your thoughts, maybe your problems, too. We're here to help with whatever you need. And we'll talk about what we've learned this evening on the show. So that's all ahead. And here's the thing. If you've missed anything, missed an interview, missed a segment, missed some news coverage, go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, and download episodes right now. Listen to them whenever, wherever you want, and enjoy those, catch on up on those, and then you can join us live. It's going to be great. If you want to get in touch with us, that's very simple. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit after we restate the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Gents, fellas, all my buddies out there, if animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? Get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us by getting the Civic Media app on your device. You can call, text, leave a voice message there. Participate in text to win contests, which who knows if another one's coming down the pike here. You never know. And if you ever want to get in touch with us, let us know about a guest idea, a topic idea, a Nightlight movie club idea. Simply email us, nightlight@civicmedia.us, N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E @civicmedia.us. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. And if you want to get a hold of Dom personally, his number is 912-487.
That woke him up.
Wow. See, that's how your mom felt when you gave away her information, too. Okay, seriously.
Did her phone blow up that night, that. Dom?
No, but...
Just a bunch of texts that say, "Sup?"
Just like, yeah. No, luckily that was a, that was not good. But won't happen again.
Your mother's number out.
It happens. You got to shake that stuff off, Dom.
No, wait, no, exactly. I mean, the amount of dumb things I've said on the air, never. I've never said anything dumb. All right. So let's get into the question of the night. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? Let's start with Pete. What do you think, man? I know you were going over on this. Let's just say, for argument's sake, for us, for the three of us, we take cats out of the equation, because that's an easy answer, I believe.
Yep. Okay.
Agreed.
I'll say this.
Okay.
I'm just going to try to be different, because I just finally caved and wrote cats on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
But given the new parameters, I'm going to say the Komodo dragon.
Okay. Wow. Defend?
They're just jerks. They can take down a water buffalo with one bite because of their venom. Like, they're terrible. They're incredible predators. And they're huge lizards. And, I think they'd probably not have good things to say. But cats, honestly, seriously. Even if you're a cat owner, you're probably going to go, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's just the easy answer to me. It's like, and it's the funny answer, too. Dom, what about you?
I got to go basic here, too. I got to go honey badger. because the honey badger just don't care. So
I see what you did there. Yeah,
there we go. But
that's not like, basic.
Is that like a 2012 reference?
It was. It was a long time ago. But yeah, honey badgers. It's also my favorite animal too. Little knowledge about me.
Oh, but that's a little peek into the world of Domley.
Yes, and my phone number is
867-5309.
What about you, Greg?
I mean, that's the thing is like the rudest animal. I mean, honestly, sometimes I'd say my dog. I swear to God, she is half cat. I believe it. She's just got so much attitude when you're just trying to talk to her and she looks at you like, I don't have to do anything. Nothing. Wow. And you'll still feed me. You'll still clean up after me and you'll still love me. That's cat energy right there. That's cat energy. But I mean, honestly, like as far as like, I don't know, like I think we said earlier, I like that some people were thinking kangaroos, and I feel like kangaroos are just simply on the self-defense because it's just humans who get in their way.
Yeah. Right.
Like I don't see kangaroos who are just like, hey, you want to fight? It's like always, hey, would you just leave me alone? Or I'm sorry, let me redo that. Hey, would you just leave me alone? It's Australian.
I guess kangaroos are only in Australia, correct?
Maybe with the exception of maybe in zoos.
New Zealand or something? Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. So they could adopt a Brooklyn accent over time if they were at the Bronx Zoo long enough.
I will say someone put on my Facebook page one that I do agree with because I've seen it in action, and that is seagulls.
Ooh. Yeah.
Seagulls are nightmares. They are, when I used to work at the city of Racine, we had to put a sign up that said, we had to put a sign up all over the building that said, watch out for aggressive seagulls because there was a mama seagull who had just had babies and it was up on the fifth floor of the building on the roof. But anybody who was walking around the building, she saw as a threat and she was literally dive bombing and hitting them. Like I watched coworkers get like beamed in the skull by a mama seagull. She does not play.
However,
yeah.
She is protecting her.
No one's babies, starting right? anything.
Yeah.
Gina was just trying to go to lunch.
Gina sounds like an instigator. I don't want to like start anything up. I'm just saying.
I don't know. What do the people have to say, Dom, on the text line about this? This is actually a very interesting question. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
Yeah, we got Karen from Racine saying, Jenga doll says chimpanzees because they are most like humans. Very true. Very true.
Jane Goodall.
Goodall.
Jane Goodall. I just want to clarify. You said that so fast, it's not like you said Jenga doll.
That's a YouTuber that nobody knows about, right? Jenga doll. I've always wanted to hold a baby chimp, and then as soon as it becomes older, I want to let go of it because it can rip your face off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be nasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't belong in their world, and they don't like it when we're there, so they defend their property.
Very smart, too. Very smart. We got Tony the Trucker saying, hey, guys, mules are the rudest animals. Despite being extremely intelligent, they can also be quite stubborn. I do know a very sweet mule named Daisy, but the rest of the herd will only show me their back ends. How rude.
Where is Tony hanging out?
Apparently his farm. He's a donkey farmer, I guess.
It's cool.
What else we got there, Dom, on the text line?
Likes Daisy only, okay.
Yeah, well, because she's the nicest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just find that strange. Like, there's one nice mule in the whole pack.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Tony.
Mm-hmm. We got anyways, we got...
All right.
We got Nick from Marshall saying, I think horses would be rude if they could talk. I feel like I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
That's interesting. Now we're just projecting our feelings onto animals. It's so unfortunate.
But I would say pigs.
Yeah.
Because I think they would be rude because they just lay there in the sty all day. That's not a fun existence. Like if you're cooped up, you're going to say rude things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe canary. They're in that little cage. They want to fly. Let them fly.
Okay. I mean, all right. Noted.
Is that going to be in the show notes?
Pete's thoughts on caged birds. It's a whole
Pete's runner-ups.
Part of the way. Yeah. Do we have any other on the text line?
Yeah, we still got a few more coming in right now. It says Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids saying the rare Floridian orange beak trumpet swan known to inhabit golf courses is one rude bird. That's a good one.
I see what you did there, Tyler.
I got that like by the fourth word. I'm like, wait a minute.
We got Chris and Madison saying squirrels might be the rudest. They run right in front of your car and then probably stare back at you like you did something wrong. Imagine if they could talk. The obscenities they'd shout would be insane. They have no chill.
Again, we are simply projecting our own insecurities and anger issues onto animals. Now we're turning them into like foul mouth, like pedestrians.
You know, squirrels are jerks just because of what they do. When they run in front of your car, it's horrifying. Like, I don't want to kill any animals, you know?
No,
and
no,
they always
of course
run
not.
Out and they can't, like, there's that great Onion headline, a squirrel hit by car, last moments described as frantic, indecisive. It's terrible.
We also got Dave from Madison said, definitely the owl. Owls are losers.
Oh.
Wow, okay.
But he didn't say losers.
Well, no, he said a different word we can't say.
Yes. Can we say a-holes?
We can say that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, just saying.
We still got a few more here. We got Matt from Eau Claire saying, I believe the Komodo dragon is venomless. It has a crazy amount of bacteria in its mouth and simply waits out its prey. Patience is in rude. Siamese cat is. Hey, Siamese cat.
Who said that?
I have no idea. Matt and Eau Claire said that.
Oh, Matt
that.
And Eau Claire. He might be right. I thought they had it because they could take down much bigger animals by biting them. So maybe it's bacteria. Maybe it's venom. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Maybe it just bites so hard they're like, ow, my leg. That's an animal talking.
Wow. What else we got? We got Tony the Trucker again saying, Pete, don't judge Tony the Trucker's question. We got John Murray from Madison said, shrew is my guess. They go out and eat 4 times their body weight every night. Mean critters. If they were 6 feet tall, we'd all be dead. I didn't know what. What is
shrew? Well, I'm sorry, Tony.
If most animals and or insects were 6 feet tall, we'd be dead. I mean,
true.
If ants were 2 feet tall, we'd probably be dead.
Right? Do you think we'd coexist with the dinosaurs?
Oh man. Well, if I've gone to certain museums, yes.
The Milwaukee Public Museum.
No, I was actually talking about the Creation Museum. Ba-boom!
Oh,
right.
Noah's Ark. We've got some social media responses here, fellows. Mike Desitel says, I definitely choose the kangaroo. I've watched videos of them where they punch and kick each other and people for no apparent reason. If you add a vocabulary to their abilities, I'd 100% say the kangaroo. Kind of counterpointing what you said, Greg, and I'm sort of caught in the middle. It's awkward. Melissa K, Civic Media's own Melissa K, love Melissa. She says cats. Scott on social media says donkey. That was my Shrek voice because he did
very
okay.
Good.
That was good.
Very good.
Was it okay? It was passable. Okay.
That'll do, donkey.
Nick Wallander from Comedy City and De Pere says seagulls. Another one for seagulls.
Yep.
Jake Campbell. I never know how to pronounce it. Capybaras. Right? Am I saying that right?
I think it's
capybara. Is that the animal?
Yeah.
I think it's capybaras.
Capybara. Okay.
I think it's a capybara.
He says I can't prove it, but they seem smug. Prove it. Oh, Lou Rigotti. I love Lou. He says chihuahuas, without a doubt. Conversely, the most polite are the buffalo. No discouraging words and all that. And then Dave, thank you, Lou. Dave says, Billy says squirrels, and Jeff says humans. You could argue that as well.
There it is. We'll be talking more about this topic in a little while. I've got some Facebook messages here, but please, if you're listening right now and you'd like to chime in your thoughts on this, please give us a call or give us a text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-7. You can leave a comment on our live stream. We're currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also call, text, or leave us a voice message on the Civic Media app. Get that on your device right now if you don't have it already. But when we come back, we'll be talking to Tom and Christy Flick-Manis. They are travel bloggers and authors of Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. That's all coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close, donkey.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to get in touch with us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be wrapping up everything with the nightcap, talking about what we've learned on the show, as well as hearing some comments or thoughts on our question of the night. The question is, if animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? We'd love to hear from you on that. We are currently waiting on Tom and Christy Flickmanis to join us in a little bit, but we were talking about that. I feel like, Pete, I feel like trying to figure out who would be the rudest animal really is just just us talking about how much we don't like certain animals.
Well, I think also, I have to be honest. I thought we'd get more cat votes. Like I said, cats, a couple other people, but here's Melissa from Willie Street. Another vote for the donkey. Donkeys are the worst. I once lived next door to a farm that had donkeys and Shetland ponies. Those damn donkeys would scream bloody murder at the crack of dawn. Not even sure why anyone would own one, let alone five.
I mean, are those the That's same fair. Donkeys? Are those the same donkeys from from Tony the Trucker?
That was their neighbor, yeah.
Maybe there was something we don't know here. Maybe there's a relationship problem. There's a family problem. That's the thing is, I want to try to figure things out, Pete.
If she would have said, our neighbor's donkey Daisy was pretty cool, but the rest of them.
Just a bunch of jerks.
Keep, yeah, totally.
Absolutely. So,
there you go. I mean, we also had a comment, Greg, on the live stream, Sydney Politics. I'm going to try to read this. Octopuses always seem to have an expression of contempt for our stupidity. I'm sure they have rude things to say. Happy New Year to them. Oh, to them, Sydney.
I mean, the rude things that it sounds like the rude things they would say are, once again, a defense, maybe a justifiable statement. Maybe they don't like the fact that we throw our trash in their house.
Exactly. Or let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Let me posit this, as it were. Yeah. Maybe they use sign language because they've got all those crazy arms. They could be really jerky with the eight arms. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what Dom's working on the boards. He's working on something around, and that's the part of the conversation he just walked in on.
Exactly.
Maybe octopus. Maybe octopi. Is it octopi? Maybe it's many octopuses who use their octopuses. Tentacles to. Is it octopuses or octopi?
I don't know.
I think it's octopi.
I don't know. I don't know. Trying to figure
we'll
things
figure
out.
It out.
There we go. Tom and Christy here. Awesome.
Yes, they are.
Wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. So very excited to be joined by Tom and Christy. I'm going to get this right. Tom and Christy Flickmanis. They are joining us tonight. They are Midwest travel bloggers and authors of Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Good evening, Tom and Christy. How are you tonight?
Hey, we're great. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here. And when we say something like Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure, let's just start there. Like, tell us about what you do as travel bloggers, specifically in the world of the weird.
Well, we're travel journalists for different places. We're freelance for online and print publications, along with being authors. But we like taking back roads and two-lane highways, and that's where you find unusual things and what we call it, really things that don't show up on the first few pages of a Google search. And that's what we love. Those things, they're just exciting when you come across them for the first time.
And we're also cheapskates, so we like to sleep.
Tell me more, Christy. You speak in my language.
I know. That's the best thing, isn't it? In the book Secret Wisconsin, you can do everything in the book. For
$64.80.
Wow.
Like, so period? Like, everything?
I'm sorry?
Everything in that book is $64.80? Like, that's it? That's the total cost?
Well, most of everything is free, but to experience everything in the book, the total is $64.80.
Now, that doesn't include, like, we tell you to go have a donut at one place or get an ice cream cone. I mean, we didn't add that up because... I don't know if you're a one scoop or three scoop.
I mean,
definitely three.
If you're watching the live, if you're watching the live stream right now, I mean, come on, what do you? Three scoop. It's a three scoop.
Yeah. How did you guys? How did you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Christy.
No, that's okay. I was just saying. I was just going to ask. We like our ice cream.
That's very true. I want to ask how you guys got started in this. Like, what made you just decide to pack up everything and hit the road?
We got married.
So we've been travel writers for 30 years, and we've been married for almost 31 now. And it just it's a love for travel. We like to experience new things, but what we consider ourselves not really like travel, because as much travel, because most people, when they think of travel, they think, okay, vacations, you know, 1 week or 2 week at a resort. But we consider ourselves more explorers than travelers.
Yeah. We just like to get in the car and go see things, even if it's 10 minutes from where we live. There's stuff unexplored all over. And especially with gas prices right now, you know, we like to tell people that they can see anything. It could be really, really close to home, and they've probably never experienced it.
I think that really speaks to a lot of people here in Wisconsin. There's a lot of folks I know who just are a get in the car, pack it up, go for a day trip or go for an overnight and just, you know, find two or three, whether it's weird or unknown or under-celebrated places in Wisconsin. Because that's the thing, too, is living in Wisconsin is great, but nobody knows everything. And there are still things that I'm finding out every single time I talk to people like yourselves. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the news break. We are talking to Tom and Christy Flick-Manis. They are travel bloggers and authors of Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. We'll be talking more about the weird, wonderful, obscure when we come back from the break, so don't go anywhere. You are listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch. Give us a call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have the nightcap where we wrap things up. Get to your last-minute text or thoughts on the question of the night, which is, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest? So we'll get your thoughts on that as well. And we will talk about what we've learned, so stick around for that. Right now, though, we're going to continue our conversation, and they are now joining us on the live stream, Tom and Christy Flick-Manis. They are Midwest travel journalists and authors of Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. Hello, welcome to the live stream, Tom and Christy.
We can't hear you if you can hear us.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, yes. But okay. Well,
I know they write about weird stuff in their book. Maybe they get a chapter of their visit to Nightlight next.
Exactly,
time.
Exactly.
We're having trouble with these.
We'll
guys.
Work on that in a little bit. Maybe have them call right back, and we'll get them going. But I really would like to, because that's the thing, Pete. I don't know about you. Like what I said earlier is that I've lived here my entire life, and for me, I'm always, especially working here, I'm always learning about new things about Wisconsin, things that have been going on for a long time, festivals, celebrations, weird things, Sputnik festivals
Sputnik,
that happen.
Sputnik, great example. The Hodag up in northern Wisconsin. I never knew about any of these things.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
They have festivals around them and really cool stuff. So, yeah, these guys are there.
Right.
Oh, do we have them back, Tom?
We got them back on the phone now. Welcome back, Christy and Tom, to the show. So let's jump right into it. You know, when it comes to the world of the weird and wonderful obscure, what are the top things that you think people should see or watch or take part in Wisconsin if they're visiting or if they live here and they want to get away on a day trip?
Well, we think definitely you need to experience a Friday morning fish fry. Not a Friday night, but a Friday morning fish fry.
Say more, please.
I'm in.
Okay. This is something that's been going on for decades, and we heard about it, and we're skeptics on everything, and so we had to drive to Kenosha the next Friday and check it out, and it truly is a one of a kind. They do a Friday morning fish fry. It's takeout. They just have fish and shrimp, so you don't get, you know, your coleslaw and that type of stuff.
Mm. But it's some of the fish we've had. And it's at a bakery that's been around since the 1940s called Oliver's Bakery. And it has the old classic neon sign. And people have been going there for, you know, since
forever.
I mean, the tradition started in the 60s. And, you know, you talk to people and they've been going there for like 35 years every Friday for the Friday morning fish fry and donuts.
Guys, it's the weirdest thing. The people line up at 7:30 to get their fish. So they get in the bakery and they'll buy a dozen donuts and pounds of fish.
And, you know,
what do you do with fried fish? You know, at 7:30 in the morning. But
third shift workers? Maybe getting off a third shift or something.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, but it's not.
No, see, NBC Milwaukee uses us as their travel experts, and we take the host around the state. And we took them there one Friday, and it's just normal people every morning going in. I mean, it wasn't third shift workers. It's just everyday people. It's just something that everybody just loves. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
But we have to push their donuts, too, because it's one of the few places left in Wisconsin where you can get a huge, huge donut made with real buttercream for a dollar.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, sweet.
Wait.
I'm so there.
A dollar?
A dollar. And the donuts are like you would picture you would have gotten the 50s. They're huge. And they're wow. so good.
And another secret, too, about Oliver's Bakery is that, you know, nowadays most people will buy their buttercream because it's hard to manufacture because of food regulations and so forth that have changed. But they do make their buttercream in huge mixing bowls with industrial-sized mixers. Every time we walk by, we just want to stick – well, I do. I want to stick my finger in and give it a shot.
And I'm always worried he's going to.
Do it, Tom.
Tom, this is what you do. You walk in, you take a sample with your finger, and you just look at them and go, I'm a journalist, and you walk out. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do? This is research. This is I'm on team Tom here, okay? That's my thought.
Yeah, right.
Another thing, as long as you're, go ahead.
No, please, Christy.
Tell me about Kenosha. I live there.
Yeah.
As long as you're in Kenosha, go to the streetcars. Ride the streetcars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Yeah, most people.
It's very fun.
And what we found is when we talk to people around the state, most people don't know that Kenosha has restored streetcars and they're actually in use. In fact, most people from Kenosha we talked to didn't know that they have streetcars, which we thought was kind of amazing because it's one of our favorite things. And the streetcars are a PCC brand that was built in these specifically are in the 50s, and they've been completely restored. And if you're lucky, then the driver will play 40s and 50s music.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. Yeah. I live in Kenosha, and the amount of people who say, oh, these work, and they're running out of the way because they're walking on the tracks. They don't realize the tree cars actually do operate. It's very, very funny to watch the visitors do that. I'm sorry, Pete, go on.
No, I was just going to say we have Tom and Christy Flick Manis here. Their book is Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. I wanted to ask you guys, you have a passage, I think this is from your book, where it says there's a place in Wisconsin, I think, that gravity can pull your vehicle up a hill. Is that true? And where is that? And how? What's going on there?
Oh, so fun.
It's one of the best things you'll ever do.
Yeah. Better than Six Flags.
How
does it work?
Well, it's on a country road about a mile, maybe two, out of Schulzburg. And there's a blue sign, and it says, it gives you instructions. Put your car in neutral and let it gravity pull your car uphill. But we're not talking about just a little kind of, you know, slow motion. We were up to 5 miles an hour. And we tried it, you know, like Christy said, we're skeptics. And so we tried it every different way, every different angle, and it does really pull you uphill, and it's kind of fun.
It is. It's almost like little elves are pushing you or pulling you.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Of course, and kids love it. We went back a second time, and I took a 6-foot level because I wanted to check it out. So, but it was a lot of fun. So it's definitely something that you should try on a road trip.
I certainly will.
You said earlier that to do the things that are in your book, the book is called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. It's incredibly affordable. Is that something you're always going for, is affordability, or is it just something because you know where to find the good stuff as far as what people, because, you know, we live in these days where everything's expensive, whether it's gas or just going to an amusement park, but you seem to really stick to the affordability of entertainment and having fun. What is that always your mantra?
Pretty much.
I think a lot of it has to do with we really want families to get out and do things and see places. I grew up with a road tripping family. And every weekend we were going somewhere. And my parents didn't have a lot of money. So we knew a lot of the free type stuff. And we kind of want to bring that back. We want parents to be able to load their kids in the car and go do something for maybe the price of an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And support it to do it together.
Yeah.
And there's too many places and too many recommendations today that are just too pricey for families, you know, so it's we're big Agreed. On family activity. So it's important to us.
You guys also talk about JFK making a deposit in Spooner. Can you explain that? Deposit's kind of a.
You want to share the history?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so when JFK was campaigning in Northwest Wisconsin, he was in Spooner, and after he finished, I believe he was standing on top of his car.
Mm-hmm.
After he finished campaigning, he went into a bar because he had to go to the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom. I mean, you know, because it happens.
Sure.
Everybody does it.
Mm-hmm. So he went to the bathroom and he came out and somebody offered to buy him a beer. And then they kept the glass that his beer was served in. And they put that in a frame along with other memorabilia on the wall. But the thing is, there's a sign on the bathroom door. This says JFK. I can't remember exactly what it says, but JFK.
You went in the men's room. I didn't.
Yeah. So to put it in a nutshell, you can see. You can stand and pee in the same place that JFK did because the bathroom, I don't believe, has been refurbished since.
Whoa.
And I like your name of it. It's the bar is called, I mean, it's a dive bar, but it's Big Dick's Buckhorn Bar.
Buckhorn Saloon.
Buckhorn Saloon.
Right. And it's in Spooner, downtown Spooner.
You can't miss it.
There's a thousand, jokes with that name that I'm not even going to get started on.
I want to just piggyback on that because I thought that's maybe where you were going with that. JFK also campaigned in Marinette at my old high school, Catholic Central, and they whisked him out the back. He addressed everybody in the gym, and they were hurrying him to his car, and he stopped because he had to use the restroom, and he went back to the convent, and apparently it was in there long enough so people surmised that he dropped a deuce. And I think that, you know, you're missing an opportunity here to say Camelot's throne or something like that, you know.
Hey, we Hello? Didn't know that. See, that's good.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
It is. Yep.
We could make it could be a tour of all the places he used the restroom. That could be kind of fun.
You could, yeah. Now,
if you want to talk about restrooms. If you're ever
we'll just let you guys know we have about a minute left before we got to start wrapping things up. But go ahead and tell us about more restrooms.
Okay, really quick, Neillsville, the pavilion that was part of the 1964 World's Fair in New York. It was the Wisconsin Pavilion. Mm-hmm. People go there all the time. There again, they have ice cream. Go downstairs if you ever stop in there and check out the bathrooms. And I'll leave it at that. Just go check them out.
Let's put that in the show notes because I want to remember that.
And before we get on out of here, in a quick answer here, is there a place that the two of you still need to get to that you really want to travel to and explore and let us know about a place that's on your list?
In Wisconsin or worldwide?
Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Or have you seen it all?
I want to go to what I think it's pronounced Waukau, Waukau. Have you guys heard of that place?
No,
I have not. No.
Okay, we're going to be going there pretty soon because it sounds like a really interesting town, and we're currently writing a book called Small Town Wisconsin, and I think it's going to be a highlight in this book.
Great. Well, awesome. Then you're going to have to come back and let us know when the book comes out. Tell us about your travels to Waukau and all the other things that you want to talk about. And also know about where you want to travel in the world, too, because this is very fun. We'd love to have. Thank you so much, Tom and Christy Flick-Manis, for being here.
Hey, thanks for having
us. No problem. Thanks, no problem at all. Tom and Christy Flick-Manis are Midwest travel journalists and authors of Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Their book will be in our show notes. You can find out more about them. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to and or watching Pete and Greg on Nightlight. We're coming back with the Nightcap in just a little bit.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still able to get your comments in on our question of the night, which is, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest? You can do that always, and also get a hold of the Civic Media app where you can call, text, leave a comment, or call, text, leave a voice message, listen to shows live, get your news, and participate in possibly upcoming text to win contests. So get that in your life and you'll be better off. So tomorrow's show is going to be very, very fun. I'm very excited about this because every time they show up, we always have a great discussion. Stephen Petry and Julia Colby of the Milwaukee Public Museum will be here to talk about the museum's annual Bio Blitz. And I'm sure we'll have some great conversations about their new location opening up in downtown Milwaukee later. I think it's either later this year or next year. I cannot remember off the top of my head. Sorry, I have a headache, so my brain is on fire. We'll also be talking to Adam Reiner. He's a James Beard winning food journalist to talk about how his new book, The New Rules Behind Dining. You don't want to miss it. They'll be here tomorrow on Nightlight from 5 to 7. Before we get on out of here, let's see if there's anybody else left some messages for us regarding the question of the night. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest? Dom, is anyone on the text
not
line?
Not nudist.
No.
Rudist, yes. Yeah, that was a... I tried looking at that a bunch of times. I'm like, I don't know what she's seeing, but, you know, hey, live your life.
You caught me off guard.
But she's a doctor. I'm not going to disagree with her.
Yeah. We have a few texts here. We have Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids coming in saying, the red-breasted word-weaving warbler is also quite rude. Can't understand a single tweet. Wow.
He got you again.
See,
Trump
I'm just...
comment.
Yeah, keeps going, yeah. We also got Kurt from Waukesha saying cats, dolphins, and octopus. An octopi.
What is it? I've never heard octopus being called an aggressive animal or a rude animal. I just trying to live its life.
Well, they look mean. I think they look scary and foreboding, and I don't know.
But they're squishy.
Yeah.
It's fun. Okay.
Yeah, but they squeak at you.
We got one more here. We got Matt from Eau Claire saying wood tick. Not because of their behavior. It's more their annoying squeaky voices. Yeah. And
wood ticks have a voice. Okay.
There we go. I didn't even know.
And they will be heard, all right? We celebrate and support the wood
tick. It is supposed to be a bad year for wood ticks, by the way.
No.
Like terrible.
Like their gas prices are up too?
I guess so. All or right. They're not. They're staying in the same. They're not traveling. They're stagnant. So
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at home.
Right here in Pete's bushes.
Okay. Man. Are there any more Facebook messages?
Yes. Thank you, Greg. Boris says, I lost it. But Boris chimed in and his stuff is always great. But I'll find it.
Danny Wheels on the live stream says, the rudest animal is the llama. They already spit at others. Imagine the horrible things they'd say about your mother if they could. Yeah, totally. I get that. I get that. Totally. Let's see here. On my Facebook page, we've got my friend Victoria. She says, simply wasps, geese.
Okay.
Denisha says, cats. Luke says turkeys or geese. Let's see here. My friend Glenn, this is what brought up for me, seagulls. Absolutely. If not the rudest, definitely the most obnoxious and self-involved and entitled. Our buddy State Senator Kristen Dassler Alfheim says cats all day and maybe geese.
Okay.
Joseph says cats, but geese would be a close second.
A lot of geese.
Wow.
A lot of geese.
Kristen says goats. Sonia says the red-winged black. Why did I say winged? It's winged. Why did I say winged?
I don't know. Are you wearing striped pants?
I am. I'm very much so.
You got a striped shirt on.
She says the red-winged blackbird, and then Jim says honey badgers. Nasty little.
Whoa.
Nasty little swear word. I'm not going to say the swear
and,
word.
And yeah. Boris is on the Facebook was peacocks. So there you go.
There you go. Well, thank you so much to everyone who sent us a very nice message. We appreciate that so much. Remember, folks, tomorrow we'll be talking to Stephen Petry and Julia Colby from the Milwaukee Public Museum. That's going to be very fun. I always love it when the Milwaukee Public Museum shows up because it's just a good time. I'm a kid at heart, and I love museums, so that'll be good. And then Adam Reiner, James Beard, winning food journalist, to talk about his new book. Pete, what did you learn?
I learned, Greg, that there is going to be some serious drama in Brewtown after this story that Mike Clemens shared with us earlier about this the Bucks owner being shaken down for money and blackmailed due to an affair. This is, I think it's going to be spicy.
Okay, and Dom, go ahead. What did you learn tonight?
I just learned that Pete is scared of octopuses or octopi. That's
What? Where'd you come?
He said, yeah.
Are you going to take that, Pete? Are you going to take that?
Or maybe not.
I'm not scared of Dom, especially through the screen.
They're fighting words.
I am scared of
Dom. You've seen Dom in a short-sleeve shirt, right? You know he can lift couches with a single.
He's all pumped up for moving. He's all jacked. He's like, no thanks. Stop, I don't want any of that.
Stop.
What about you, Greg?
I learned that, what did I learn here? Oh, I learned, I already knew this, but it's just a reinforcement. Again, I said it earlier. If you're a multimillionaire or a billionaire or just a human and some rando just says, hey, owning a basketball team must be interesting, don't answer it. Just don't answer it. You have all the money in the world to do all the weird things you want to do. That's not an endorsement. I'm just saying you put yourself into these positions. I'm not surprised when you answer a DM on, wait for it, LinkedIn. Not
the place
Twitter.
To go for spicy chat now.
I guess, you know, our synergies, I mean, they're hot. This synergy is hot. Really quick before we get on out of here, Dave on the live stream just simply says regarding the question, my sister's cat. We hear you, Dave.
That's very specific.
You've been heard and your feelings are valid.
Great stuff.
All right, folks, we got to get on out of here. So on behalf of Pete, we want to say thanks to Dominic Tucker, Engineering and Traffic, for all the work they do, making sure these microphones turn on and making sure we sound good and smart. To everyone who called, texted, left a comment on the live stream, we really appreciate you. Without you, there is absolutely no us. Again, tomorrow we'll talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum, as well as Adam Reiner, James Beard, award-winning food journalist. That's all going to be on tomorrow's show, so stick around. There's more programming after us, and we got to get on out of here. So, Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.